have a question for you. Would you be able to start a small business with your mom? I don't know if I could. And I love my mom. Mom, if you're out there, I love you. Well, Becca and Danny did. And you're going to love their story today. It's the story of their small business, Your Yuckies. It's the story of their partnership as business partners and as mother and daughter. So I hope you enjoy my conversation with Becca and Danny.
I love my mom, but I don't know if I would be able to start a business with her.
Yeah, you know, I never thought I would either, but here we are. Here we are. We're still talking.
Yes. And then, Becca, you're in grad school right now?
Yes, I'm just almost finishing in a couple months, but I'll be back home for the summer, so I'm super excited.
What's your area of expertise?
Graphic design. So I'm doing like all the design portion for Your Yuckies. My mom does more of like the nitty gritty, not so fun work. I just push it to her. But we work well together.
All the fun stuff. Good. We'll talk about that. You're a mother-daughter duo who started a small business called Your Yuckies. I have to know how the business got started. Whose idea was it? Who do you put the blame on? Is everyone going to be like, no?
I think I have to blame myself. So I know, like a year and a half ago, my mom and I, we were hiking, doing a section hike on the AT. Mm-hmm. And I had to do a bio break. And of course, it was a super rainy summer day in Vermont. And I could not find my tampon in my pack. And I kept looking and looking and looking. It was pouring rain. And I had to end up like unpacking my entire bag. And then everything was getting wet. And I was just getting super frustrated. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. So then I did my bio break. And then we started hiking again. And I was talking to my mom. And I was like, that was ridiculous. Like, how is there not an easier way for this? And then, so the rest of the trip, we just started like talking about this idea. Mm-hmm. But then when we got home, we're like, oh no, surely there's something out on the market. Like it's 2023. Like, of course there's a product for everything, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we started researching and we couldn't find anything. And we came across like articles about people, you know, recommending you to like duct tape a plastic bag or cover in a plastic bag with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
And so we're like, well, you know what? Let's just create it ourselves. And instead of like having a plastic bag, which I usually was using before, let's, you know, make it sustainable and make it plant-based. So yeah, that's kind of how the idea was born. I guess it was out of a need, a selfish need for myself. And then we're like, oh, let's make this a business.
But don't you feel like that's how the best businesses start? Because they're trying to solve a problem. And usually you're the one with that problem. So I think you're onto something here. Danny, what has like getting this started with your daughter shown you about her?
Oh my goodness. Something about Becca you have to know. This kid growing up, she has been an entrepreneur. And like, she always had some kind of scheme going.
So this is the first time.
She is the queen of hustles. She used to be on a Vermont summer swim team. And when she was like 7 or 8, she decided she was going to make towel pants, like pants out of towels that you could put over your bathing suit.
Genius.
She got the sewing machine out and she taught herself how to like cut in the, I don't know. And then at the like swim meet, she'd like walk around with this bag full of these towel cans and throwing them.
Hey, and goggle towel bags.
Goggles.
Okay.
That's so, do you still make them? Because I need a pair. Because I'm always driving home from the pool with my kids or from the lake with like trying not to ruin my car seats.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was brilliant. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. So you've done this before.
I wouldn't say to like this extent.
Yeah.
I guess in a way. We've just entered like year one. And it's definitely like a learn as you go process.
Yeah.
But we're figuring it out.
So what have you learned about your mom, Becca, through all of this?
Oh boy.
You know, I think, well, we've been on like a lot of overnight hikes together and we never have like any issues. Mm-hmm. But I think we work really well together because we kind of, in a way, balance each other out. Mm-hmm. Like if someone has like a super crazy, like idea too soon for now, then like mm-hmm. the other voice will be like, wait, okay, let's do like a slower step before you like try to go for a bigger step. So yeah, I don't know. And we also kind of build off each other's ideas and feed into our creativity really well together.
Danny, have you started small businesses before? Is this genetic or is this just Becca?
Yeah, well, no, I think I have had a couple. I took a break from like the corporate world while the kids were younger to just to stay home with them. Yeah. And I had like started a ceramic business. Like I love pottery. So I would do it like when they all went to bed at like I'd start at 8 o'clock at night till one of those. Yeah. And then you know, go to craft fairs and sell it. So I think they kind of grew up seeing me, you know, thing. Yeah, it was fun. And it wasn't so scary, I think. You know, if mom can do it from 8 till midnight on the kitchen table, you know, anyone can start a business. So yeah.
Yeah. You set the example for Becca to follow. What are your goals with your Yuckies? Like where are you gonna be in 5 years? If you could see the future.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to take a step back. So can we talk about our mission first? And maybe
let's do it.
Yeah. So like our mission, like Becca said, in the very beginning, like the first year when we started, which was during COVID, was when the thought really, you know, incubated. Yeah. But our mission in the very beginning was definitely sustainability, leave no trace. So many people were getting into hiking and using the outdoors as an escape. Yeah. And it was wonderful, but there was also a ton of trash on the trails.
Yep.
And I think we all witnessed that. So that was the good and the bad of, you know, this whole influx of people coming to the outdoors. But overall, I think it was an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. So that was really our main goal. But then as we got our product out and we started talking to more and more women, we really saw that sometimes having your period, especially or for people that menstruate, it can be a barrier to enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah.
So, because there's not a lot of education around it, people are uncomfortable talking about it. Mm-hmm. So, we really kind of wanted to also make this a second part of our mission to kind of open up the conversation, normalizing it, talking about it, providing the education so people feel comfortable and kind of eliminating that barrier that might be preventing people from enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah.
So that's really our mission. So, you know, in 5 years, we really hope to make an impact, you know, one, that the trails are clean, and two, that, you know, people are feeling more comfortable, you know, enjoying the outdoors. They feel like, oh, I know how to do that. I don't have to sit home if I'm menstruating or just because I feel uncomfortable. I don't know how to, you know, pee or poop in the woods, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I've experienced this too when I have, we guide trips all over the world and I have women that plan trips around their periods and it doesn't always work. and that makes me sad that something so normal, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, but it shouldn't stop us, but it does. And that's, I don't know why. Why do you think it stops us? It doesn't stop you, obviously, but I think it does stop a lot of women or people who have their periods.
Yeah, go ahead, Becca. See, you're younger. What do you think?
I think for me, can you guys hear me okay? Mm-hmm. Or is my Wi-Fi a little, okay, you can? Okay, perfect. I think for me, like the biggest thing was growing up backpacking. I would backpack with a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. And I, even though we're like the bestest of friends, I always felt uncomfortable if I had to hike with them with my period. And like, I was always worried they were going to like see a tampon or just some kind of thing, because they just don't understand how to, like, what to say, how to react to someone menstruating. But I definitely think the time is now. And I don't know if you've noticed, like, even on, like, social media, there's more talk. I think it was, like, this whole thing with the menstrual cup kind of started opening up the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, now's the time. Now we can address this barrier that people may or may not feel and, you know, appreciate it, because it is, like, it's amazing natural cycle. It should be celebrated and not, like, negatively stigmatized.
Mm-hmm. I agree completely. I had cancer. I went through cancer treatment, and after my second dose of chemotherapy, I lost my period. And I'm 44, but I already, like, went through chemically induced menopause because of cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. And it was so strange for me to go from having my period and a cycle and, like, being able to understand my body based off where I was in my cycle to no longer having a cycle. And part of me feels like I've got robbed of that experience to go through menopause naturally. And I think that being on the other end, where that part of me was taken away without my permission, now I just want to say to people who do have their periods, like, celebrate it. It's beautiful. It's an amazing thing. Like, our bodies are amazing. And you can learn so much about your body through your cycle. And so I appreciate what you're doing, because it's reducing the negativity, the stigma, and it's encouraging people to have the conversation. And hopefully, as the mom of boys, when my boys get older, this won't be a weird thing. This will be just, this is it, you know?
Yeah. I love that perspective. That's really special. Thanks for sharing that. That's a different perspective I never really thought about. Although, you know, even though I am on the other end of menopause, but it is, it's natural. So I feel like, Becca, I think the time is now. Even mm-hmm. In legislation, mm-hmm. You know, there's, I think, maybe up to 26 mm-hmm. states that now are requiring schools and public places to have free period care products.
Wow.
The restrooms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then there's also laws. It's interesting. I guess the FDA considers period products to be a medical device, if you can believe this. And because of that, you do not have to label the ingredients on tampons and sanitary napkins, which is really interesting. I mean, there's a huge growth of the organic, organic, toxin, no plastic free. And if you see that, and they're labeled because, you know, it's usually because they're trying to advertise that they are, but not everyone is required to label products. But there is legislation, you know, I think that's sitting in some Senate committee mm-hmm. that maybe we need to take a look at this, and things should be labeled. Something that you're putting so close into your
body. I was going to say, that goes inside your body. I want to know anything that is, that makes me feel completely like I've been misinformed or uninformed my whole life.
Right. But I mean, the good news is that people are starting to talk about this.
Uh-huh.
So I think Becca's right on. This is the time, you know, let's keep talking about this topic.
Yeah. And one thing that I appreciated as I was looking at your website is this commitment to sustainability, because your products are made out of are they made out of corn or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the research and development that went into creating this product, and also tie it up with why it's important for you to have such a sustainable product.
So when we were looking at all the different options that were out there and the lack mm-hmm. of options, we really were hoping to do something that was more sustainable. Mm-hmm. So we researched and found a firm, that biotech firm that makes plant-based products.
Yeah.
And so they are compostable with a municipal composting facility. The technology isn't there yet for home composting, but hopefully mm-hmm. soon. And hopefully we'll also have more city composting facilities available. in our country. But you can also put it in, you know, the regular garbage, and it will biodegrade over time. And you're also not left with the plastics and the microplastics in the landfills. So that was really, you know, we felt like this was the best that's available right now. Mm-hmm. It's not a perfect solution, but it's better than the plastic solution, especially a plastic bag that's been duct taped, because I think that thing will biodegrade maybe in a million years.
Yeah. And that's what I've been telling people on our guided trips to do all the time. Like just cover it up so nobody sees the tampon in there. But really, who cares? Like, yeah. But we care. Like, we care because we don't want people to see that. Interesting. What would you say has been your biggest challenge since you started your Yuckies?
Well, there's been a lot of up and downs, but
yeah. Tell me, tell me about them because I
like. Little wins. One of our biggest wins was last summer we were working with a girls' summer camp in the Adirondacks. Mm-hmm. And the feedback we got from the coordinator was once they handed the bags out to the girls, they started cheering. And once we heard that, we felt so good. And we're like, okay, we're onto something. Mm-hmm. Let's like try to make this as big as we can get. If like do it for the girls, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah. So that is kind of motivating us to get our product out there, which is probably like the hardest thing that we're facing right now, just because there's the world of social media and how do you gain traction and get word out about your product? Like you want to help all the girls menstruating who are backpacking this summer, but how do we do that? Like, how do they, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to add anything, Mom.
No, I mean, there's so much competing for everyone's attention this, you know, these days, product wise and, everywhere you turn, you know, you're just, so just getting your message out there, I think is the biggest challenge. I will say though, one thing that's been really surprising, like maybe not, shouldn't be as surprising as it was, is that the women founded business community and the outdoor community is so strong, so tight, so collaborative. I think, I mean, maybe women are just really good collaborators by nature, but everyone's been so helpful and welcoming, and it is just a really great community. And if you have a bad day and you go into like one of the, you know, chats or one of the, you know, the different communities, sometimes we have virtual or live meetings with different entrepreneurs, you leave feeling lifted up and you're like, okay, this was just one bad day, or, oh, they had great ideas that, you know, if you come with a problem, it's, that has been wonderful.
Women in the outdoor industry are kind of kicking ass right now. I think I agree. I think everyone who I've reached out to has been so supportive of anything that I've done in the outdoors, be it Hike Like a Woman or my ski shops or whatever. And you're absolutely right about that. And it's so needed because we need to lift each other up. We need to amplify each other's voices. We need to support each other. It's beautiful to see that kind of collaboration. This has been quite the project for you both. How do you, like, what does your life look like? How do you like, Becca, you're in grad school right now. How do you have time to run a startup? How do you have time to reach out and do all of the things that you're doing?
I don't know. I guess Danny and I, we kind of just figure, like, we talk every day. And we always have like at least a 30-minute Zoom just to touch base. Yeah. And what's the app we use? The organization app. I don't know. There's this awesome app where you can like do your tasks and we can follow each other's tasks. So we usually like do a whole task thing for the week just to like check it off to make sure we kind of stay aligned and on schedule. But it also like personally doesn't seem like work. Like I love it. So I would rather like work on this than watch TV. So yeah, I don't know. I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but
There's nothing good on TV these days anyway. But it's because you're passionate about it and you're seeing a difference, mm-hmm. and you want to see your product in the hands of people who could use it.
Yes, exactly.
That says a lot about you, Becca. And it says a lot about you.
Oh, geez.
No, for real. Like that's inspiring. That is so cool. But I also want to acknowledge that like the first step of starting a business is the hardest step. And you and your mom did it. So what advice would you give to someone who may be like you, who may have been out on a hiking trip and may have thought, oh my gosh, there's a better way to do this, or I wish that this product exists to help me and to help others. And they might have a really great idea, but they might just be thinking, I'm not smart enough. I don't have the funding to get it going. I don't have any connections. I've never run a business before. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't build a website. I don't know how to do social media. And they're thinking, I can't do this, because they're putting all of these excuses on the board. What would you say to someone who has that brilliant idea, but is like, can't do it?
You can add, Becca, but the first thing that I would say is that there are so many free resources out there that mm-hmm. just want to help entrepreneurs, especially female mm-hmm. entrepreneurs. I know we joined the Center for Women and Enterprise in Vermont, and I think the first year we took every course they had. We were like groovy. Yeah. We were like, oh, here we are again.
The star students.
Yeah. They're like, oh, Becca, here we are again. But you know, but I mean, they had everything from bookkeeping, any kind of legal things that you needed to start mm-hmm. your business, how to start an LLC. Should you be an LLC? Yeah. Should you be a sole entrepreneurship mm-hmm. Enterprise? I mean, they had so many good things. How to do a marketing plan, you know, how to do mm-hmm. social media. I think I did a lot of social media classes because Becca knows I'm really bad on social.
Oh my gosh. What's the difference between a story and a reel? Mom, we've been over this so many times.
It's really hard. My mom just got on Instagram. She's 72. It's adorable, but we don't need to go there. So you're saying, yeah, take advantage of the free resources that exist.
So many. Yeah. How about you, Becca? Do you have anything to add?
And then I think I would also add, like, take every opportunity to talk to someone that you can, because you never know like what connection someone has. And this has happened to us a lot. Like, we just have a conversation with someone and they're like, oh, let me introduce you to so-and-so. And then that person introduces us to another, and it's just like a chain effect. So I would just say, take every opportunity to get, because you never know who has a connection with who. And you can always learn a lot from someone too.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because you reached out to me and I was like, what is this? And then I'm doing all my research and I'm looking into it and I'm like, this is amazing. And now I'm trying to think who I could connect you with potentially that could help you get this into the universe. Where can we find your Yuckies, and where can we learn more about you both and all the things you're doing?
So our website is youryuckies.com. And our Instagram is @your_yuckies. And there's information on both about us. There's like a video about our story on our website. And we also have a Facebook page. I believe that is also your_yuckies. Becca, tell me, is that wrong?
No. You know, I don't.
We'll find you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to know how you came up with the name.
We had a hard time coming up with the name. We had a list of options. Mm-hmm. And we decided to do Your Yuckies because, well, to clarify, Your Yuckies is not yucky. Like, it's a natural, beautiful process.
Yeah.
But they're yucky when you leave them on the trail. Yeah. And so we're trying to, like, kind of do, like, a play on words.
Yeah.
Alongside like Your Yuckies, you know, it's like a product about periods and pee and hygiene. Like, it should be like a lighter topic.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah. Oh, Your Yuckies is kind of cute, lighthearted. Yeah. We can kind of joke about it.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Are you, can we buy your product online on your website or are you in any stores?
Yep. You can buy it on the website, and we're also in some stores in Vermont, which is very exciting. They're all listed on our website. And it includes the REI up in Burlington, which is super exciting.
Oh, you know, REI. Yeah. And once you get into one REI, like you got a foot in the door to get into all the REIs, right?
That would be amazing.
Yeah. REI, if you're listening, you need to carry this product in all your stores.
Yep. And then, and a shout out to our favorite local stores, Base Camp in Killington. They've been super supportive. And the Mountain Goat in Manchester, and the Mountaineer in Middlebury, Vermont. They've been really supportive of a new business. So shout out to all of them.
Ah, that's so incredible. That's so good.
To clarify for a lot of people, because we had a lot of questions about this.
Yeah.
Bears, it is not scientifically proven that bears are attracted to your menstrual flow.
Just Bigfoot, wolves.
Nope. None of them.
Mountain lions. Anything else that wants to eat your face. No.
Nope, no, you're not absolutely the blood.
It's a huge misconception. I don't even know. Didn't it start like in the 70s or something? Some woman got attacked by a bear.
The two girls. I forget where they were exactly.
And one was menstruating and they were like, oh my gosh, it was the bear attracted to the blood. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We need to all.
Fake news. Fake news.
To squash that. Squash that. Because that keeps people off the trail when they're thinking,
yes, it does.
First of all, I have to manage my period on the trail. And second, I'm going to attract wild animals that want to eat me. No.
Yeah. Right. No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I completely agree. Awesome. Well, I'll look you up the next time I'm in Vermont, and I hope our paths cross in person someday.
Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more about your yuckies, if you want to learn more about what we do here at Hike Like a Woman, if you want to join us for a guided trip, please head to our website, hikelikeawoman.com. You can find all the information there. Thanks so much, and I will see you next time.